You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On April 20th, a new exhibition, Tai Moana, Coastlines in Art in Aotearoa, opened at Auckland Art Gallery Toi o Tāmaki. It explores the art of Aotearoa New Zealand, locating it within Te Moana Nui Akiwa, the wider Pacific region. Comprised of works from the gallery's extensive New Zealand art collection, Tai Moana, Coastlines, explores the theme of the coast and its impact on the people of Aotearoa, examining multiple perspectives on New Zealand art. I spoke with Senior Curator of Māori Art at Auckland Art Gallery, Toi o Tāmaki, Nathan Pōhio, about the exhibition and its themes. Coastlines, Tai Moana, encompasses many themes and perspectives, including local histories, global issues, climate change and coastal erosion. How do these themes tell us about different Aotearoa perspectives, do you think?
That's definitely one of the key things with Tai Moana Coastlines Art in Aotearoa that we seek to explore through this exhibition. We take the theme of the coast to explore multiple perspectives on New Zealand art, but we also apply those perspectives towards ourselves and how we might see the world. And this new presentation is from the gallery's extensive collection, and it showcases holdings of historical, modern and contemporary New Zealand art. Tai Moana Coastlines explores our place in the world, confronting local histories and global issues from a distinctly New Zealand perspective. And I think it's a part of what you were just asking in terms of perspective, and we really put a lot of background work into the business of perspective and considering works to bring into the show and how they would sit alongside one another. And of course, with the coastline, Tai Moana, you have the business of the whenua and the sea, the shoreline and the sea, and there's all these kind of different perspectives on who's looking at the land from the sea, who's looking at the sea from the land. What platform is that view taken from? What culture, what perspective, what person? So all these integral details looked at in our rationale for the exhibition. Names that are given to those elements tell us so much about ourselves. They also tell us about where in Aotearoa we might be. So there's sustenance, there's employment, and there's routes for travel, there's sources of recreation and relaxation, inspiration, and as well conflict. And more recently, we've also started to think of the coast as and how it's been impacted by the changing climate with sea level rise and coastal erosion, and particularly in our whānau out there in the Moana Nui Akiwa. High tide is no longer providing a place. You know, there's nothing left to stand on. That position is quickly eroding, and we see that, you know, from our Pacific friends and ancient relatives out there, and that's very, very close to us. We're looking at, it's one of the aspects that we're looking at and really want to explore in ways of offering various voices in this exhibition. So we've got works from Pacifica artists, Māori artists, as well as Pākehā artists, and that sort of allows us to take a look at ourselves as a nation, as a community, as a society, as a culture, or indeed a place made up of many cultures and many perspectives, and how do we make room for that? So that's one of the objectives of Tai Moana Coastlines.
There are many artworks displayed across many time periods and regions in Aotearoa, some of which include Te Ika a Maui, 1970 by Fred Graham, a painting depicting the Pūrako of Maui fishing up the North Island. We've also got Te Mā Fish Trap, which is a newly acquired sculpture by Chris Chateris, and it's over 7 metres in length, comprised of over 8,000 pairs of clamshells collected from the Coromandel Peninsula. So we've got quite a few. I can see there's quite a range. You know, we've also got a work from 1862, Frederick Stack's view of Auckland Harbour. How do you think the works displayed inform the other and create a wider story about Aotearoa and its histories?
Well, it helps taking this approach of taking an idea and spanning it across time, which is, you know, what we're kind of doing with those works that you're talking about from mid-19th century through to the present moment. And what it does is helps us consider and unpack the narrative of our history. It enables us to look at the kind of complexity of our history as well. It's an approach that really is not determining a cultural narrative, but rather proposing how we might look at one, or many for that matter, actually. I personally don't think that there's a single perspective one can take on any nation's identity, particularly these days. And we are a country that's, of course, come through a colonial history, but also a migratory history. And those things are related, but they also need to be separated from one another.
Mm.
Not everybody that migrated here was a colonist, but certainly Māori have been affected by the colonial project. And so we are acknowledging all these things, and we do that more than just in this particular exhibition, but this exhibition does allow us to consider them, the various cultural narratives, whether they're Pākehā or Māori. And of course, the coastline as a site, the theme of coastlines is something that many of us can relate to. We're typically not too much, you know, farther than 100k or more than the coast from any part of the country if we go, you know, sideways.
And <Yeah. laughs>
so that's kind of central to a way of life in Aotearoa. It's certainly central, you could argue, to our identity and our entire history. It's integral to Te Ao Māori. The ocean and the moana and the whenua are, you know, part of our creation stories. They're part of our migration stories. They are intrinsic to our identity, which is bound by the land and the coast and the sea. And the coast and the sea were always an integral part in Māori life, in that also the names that belong to these elements reflect our worldview and our concept of the world and, for that matter, the universe. And it's also a part of our, not just Māori, but all humans' sustenance. And customarily for Māori, it was also a major part of the economy. The whenua and the moana has always been a part of a Māori economy, as much as it is a Moana Nui a Kiwa economy, but it's also so much more than that. And it's reflected, say, that particular part, let's say, the business of the coast as a site of gathering kai is reflected in Chris Chartich's beautiful installation Tamar Fish Trap from 2014. And it essentially takes on the form what would be customarily made of coral, the idea being when the tide is in, the fish would swim around this elliptical, half-elliptical form, like a line and a half an ellipse, and it would curl in on itself, much like a kōwhaiwhai pattern. And when the tide goes out, the fish would be trapped in there, essentially, you know, in the low water. So that makes for very easy capturing. And it's a beautiful thing to see at scale. And beyond it is a work by Jasmine Togo Brisby, which demonstrates her mother and daughter in a rowboat, and they are around the harbour in Kupetai, which is Port Chalmers down Otepoti in Dunedin. This work is called Mother Tongue, and it consists of one continuous shot recorded by a drone floating above sea with a shipwreck in shallow water that these wahine are rowing around in a little wooden rowboat, and they're in white 19th century looking dresses. It's very, very beautiful, and the shot just looks down upon the moana there, beautiful blues and greens with the remains of the ship there. And Desmond is considering this history and the link of the vessel to human trafficking across Peru, Australia, China, and the Pacific Islands, before finally grounding in Deborah Bay and Kuputai in Port Chalmers, which is where it remains today. It's where the action of filming was taking place. As they row around, they are singing this beautiful waiata, and they're talking amongst themselves and in this quiet moments, and it's reflecting on the historical practice of blackbirding, the massive abduction of people from across the Pacific who were forced into exploitative and harsh labour conditions in lands far from their home countries, in this case from her ancestral homeland in Vanuatu. So you have this really beautiful looking video with this really challenging whakapapa to it. This incredible conceptual piece of work and video is so subtle and powerful because there is something here that needs to be known by us, and that's the business of the human trafficking from across the Pacific and wider nations. And the fact that this business that we might more typically associate with Britain and America indeed came into our ports as well. So that's a big challenge to come into a nation's consciousness, and Jasmine does this really admirably. And again, it's around the site of the foreshore, the coast, the inner coastline. This is all happening in a very restorative kind of way, I have to say. Challenging it is, but also you can see through a lot of these artists' works that there's a restorative position here as well as a critical position.
Mm.
For me, that's one of the things that makes working with these artists and in a collection really interesting, is how artists talk about, in this case, culture, society, history, site. Working in this and with collections, I find really interesting because it allows us to find ways to wander and, you know, and offer up ideas on who we are as a nation.
Yeah, perfect.
And you mentioned Te Ko o Māui by Fred Graham from 1970.
Yes.
It's a lovely, lovely piece, and we've got it installed next to a fantastic Peter Robinson Untitled from 1993, which also looks to the migration story. But with Fred's work, he's depicting Māui fishing up the North Island. And Fred, of course, is part of the first wave of contemporary Māori artists who we refer to as often as the Māori modernist movement. And he was an early participant in that and has continued with his art making right up to the present day. In fact, he's showing with his son Brett Graham in Venice at this very moment. And this work by Fred demonstrates something of the modernist style. Māui fishing up the North Island looks towards the body of the fish, in this case, taken on quite a combustible engine kind of aesthetic, which reminds me at least of the work of Francis Picabia and that early modernist period where the engine became such an influential part of art making in the early 20th century. And I get a sense of that when I see this work by Fred Graham. Māui is wearing a pupu. If you look really, really close, you'll even see these wild lines that actually represent a pupu. And so there's a lot to actually take away from this single painting by this senior rangatira, Toi Māori artist. Yeah.
Beautiful. That was Senior Curator of Māori Art at Auckland Art Gallery, Toyo Tāmaki, Nathan Pohio, speaking to me about Tai Moana, Coastlines and Art in Aotearoa, the exhibition.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.